Next patient is Juana Luna. The last name Luna, first name Juana. Clinical case of a 68-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant that was done in 2013 while she was living in South Florida, Jackson Memorial Hospital. The patient is suppressed with the administration of Prograf 1 milligram every 12 hours by 14, 360 milligrams 2 times a day. She is not taking any. Prednisone. In the most recent laboratory workup, we have the serum creatinine that is 0.67 with a BUN of 16 with an estimated GFR of 95. The protein creatinine ratio 675 milligrams per gram of creatinine. And the we're going to check the microalbumin creatinine ratio. That is also a major concern. I have to point out that the last determination that was done in February of 2024, this ratio was 1,029 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, with the correction of the blood pressure, the creatinine came down. For that reason, I'm not going to consider the administration of SGLT2 or a non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. Number two, are there arterial hypertension that is under control? Today, 120 over 80 with the administration of the combination of benazepril with amlodipine 2 times a day. We have to refill that prescription, but unfortunately, we don't have the name of the pharmacy that we have to send the prescription to. The patient is going to be calling for us to refill the prescriptions. Following number, the calcium is within normal limits. Following number, the patient continues to be a CKD stage 2. Following number, we know that the patient had a renal Doppler ultrasound that failed to show a renal artery stenosis. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We are going to assess that during the next visit. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Pending, and for reasons that I don't understand, I don't have the tacrolimus level, I'm going to call the lab.